This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Williams in motion. Lewerke on the keep. Lewerke with running room. Looking for a block. He got one. And Lewerke needs no more blocking as he's in for the touchdown. Lewerke. Oh, Davis throw. In the end zone. Oh, that is Trey Mosier. He could have failed for the touchdown. By Justice Williams. And Williams fumbles the football. Hurrying up. Corbin with the carry. Cuts it back. Inside the five. Into the end zone for the touchdown. And Illinois is within one score in East Lansing.
And what is going on?
From the 25-yard line where it's first down and a snap gets past Lewerke. Lewerke's in front of the ball. Still out. Illinois got it inside the 10. It's first and goal in Illini. Lopez at one. Peters just gets the snap. Floats it up for a match. Michigan State in the lead by the slimmest of margins. Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball. He makes the catch. He's down at the 20-yard line.
I cannot believe it. Get it.
Navarro in motion. Peters on the roll.
That's right, Stephen.
Looking for the end zone. Throwing. It's caught. Daniel Barker, touchdown.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
As the return. Barnett trying to get to the edge. 1 second left, and that's it. Zeros on the clock, and Illinois completes the largest comeback in school history. And Lovie Smith and the Illini are going bowling in 2019.
We're going bowling.
Michigan State highlights courtesy of FS1. That was our buddy Jeremy Warner put that together, so he throws in a little Queen.
I liked how you came out the first hour and said, well, that's kind of a weird song.
Kind of weird song. Sorry, Jeremy. But hey, you know what? It works. They won. I don't care. Listen, we did talk about the weather a little bit. You mentioned why do I keep saying Route 74? You
can tell I'm I-74. Now, I don't mean that it's completely closed, but I'm just telling you, don't get on it because it's completely backed up.
Okay. Jordan said it's taken me over an hour to get home from Champaign. I live in St. Joe. This weather's stupid. Devin said he left work at 3:45. He's still not home, I guess. So everybody needs to really stay safe out there. I know that now the snow has stopped, but now it's getting slick.
The problem is it's not going anywhere, and it's going to get windier. So.
Yep. And it's going to get windy, and that blows that. I had something happen to me this morning on the way to work from Philo to Villa Grove. I noticed over to the side in the ditch, I noticed something white, and all of a sudden the wind picked up and blew it out as a bucket, and it went right underneath my car.
Wow.
So it was like, and I'm like, you kidding me? So I pull off at the next road, country road, and a guy had just happened to pull up the same time, and he gets out. He goes, you got a bucket under your car. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
So he was dressed more appropriately than me to get down on the hands and knees and pull it out, but he got it out, so I appreciate that. I didn't get his name, so thank you, sir. Tim in Farmer City, the line I made the final three for Adam Miller. That is correct. Arizona and Louisville are the other two. He announces November 21st. We're going to talk to Derek Piper about that right now because we spent all first hour with Isaac Trotter and Trevor Valise and I talking Illinois football. That was awesome. Now we're going to talk Illinois basketball with Derek Piper, who is joining us now. How are you, Derek?
Doing well, man. Stranded here in the desert. Could be worse places, but I know where I'm ultimately headed, so not looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, right, exactly. Do we know? Do you have to spend another night there, or you've taken a late flight, or how's that working?
Yeah, flight this morning, supposed to be 6 a.m., got canceled, and I'm currently scheduled for 7 o'clock, leaving here Phoenix time and getting back to Chicago about midnight.
So, oh, wow.
That is the current plan.
Okay. So, well, be safe getting down from Chicago. That's not going to be fun. That's almost where you just want to just get a flight tomorrow morning.
I've learned that you have to dress for the weather than the place that you're landing, obviously, right, rather than the place where you are, because I went to Arizona for spring training once, stayed in my shorts and, you know, my khakis and my t-shirt and came home to Indy where it was freezing.
Oh, it was cold.
You don't want to do that. So dress warmly now, I guess.
Right. I always just wear shorts on the
plane. Well, that's different. You're new. Yeah.
Well, that's true, but I can't stand not having shorts on. All right, Derek, before we get to basketball and Adam Miller and the game last night and the game Friday, and I just want you to tell me a little bit about Arizona and especially about El Jefe. I think you went there to watch the Illinois-Michigan State game, right?
I did, man. That was one of my favorite parts of the trip. The whole thing's been great. I mean, the Grand Canyon environment was at an extremely high level, as unique of an environment as I've ever seen. Towards the end of that game, my ears were ringing. It was super loud, and obviously getting a chance to go to U of A as well, and we'll talk all about that. But Saturday, I got to join the Phoenix Illini Club, as you mentioned, at El Jefe in Scottsdale. Such a cool setup. They have all these lines of bars, and they're designated to each different Big Ten team. You got an Illinois one, across the street's Iowa, down the way is Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, and we're right next to actually the Bama bar that had Eddie Lacy in it. They were kind of quiet towards the end while Illinois was getting loud, but it was so cool. About 150 people there, obviously mostly alums as you would expect from all over the place. There was a lady from L.A., Denver, there was a guy from Boston, and obviously yours truly and Craig Choate were there from Champaign, and it was incredible to see the comeback and to be there and just how crazy that place got at the end. And I posted the video and it was going nuts. And, it's one of those, I know it's not to the level of the Illinois-Arizona comeback, but it's kind of another one of those deals. It's like you're going to probably remember where you were when something like that happened.
And it's cool that you just happened to be there. I mean, you could have been there for any game. It could have been a game that Illinois comfortably won over Northwestern, which I hope is when I'm at El Jefe in a couple of weeks, that Illinois comfortably beats Northwestern. But like you said, for a comeback like that and to be surrounded by all the Illinois fans in the middle of a desert, I mean, that had to have been a cool experience. Did most of those people know who you were and you and Craig and kind of talk to you about what's going on at Illinois?
Some people did. It's funny that I guess maybe – I don't know if I look different than my Twitter picture, or they're like, you're Piper? Like, you look young, you're a young buck. And I was like, yeah, I mean, not that I'm looking super old in the picture online or anything, I don't know, but obviously, was great talking to people, have a good amount of subscribers as we do, everywhere, but, a chance to talk to the fans, and, they're obviously fired up about football and high hopes for basketball, but to experience that with them.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, they had a canned blue guy drink at the bar too, which I wasn't really reporting until the very end. So kind of I was indulging a little bit. I'll at least admit that I was there with.
Well, I think I'm going to be doing that too.
I think we need to swap flights. Derek can
come back
here and we can go out there and try that.
I love this. All right, Derek, one more from me and then Trevor's going to get nitty gritty about the basketball. Let's talk not about El Jefe and Scottsdale and everything, but Illinois' comeback win against Michigan State and a chance now to get bowl eligible. You're 6-4. Not a chance. You are 6-4. everything that, you know, there were seemingly things could have gone so wrong in so many different ways, and yet everything ended up going right for Illinois. You even had a missed extra point. It was crazy. A big fourth down conversion, the last-second touchdown to Barker. I mean, what a win for this Illinois football team, and what a season right now, and how improbable is this after we sat here at 2-4, losing to Eastern Michigan and then Nebraska when you were up 14. Now all of a sudden your team is going bowling, and now we're sitting here breaking down which bowl we want to go to. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And although I said unbelievable, at the same time I want to say that in that comeback, clearly it showed the type of belief and confidence that that team and that locker room now has, and Lovie Smith, the coaching staff, and each other to be able to continue to fight through that game and hang around. And, you know, they think that they can win any game they're in right now. And really, you know, you sit there and you're like, well, you know, going to Iowa, but who knows?
Hey.
Who knows where you kind of draw the line at this point. And clearly there's been a breakthrough for this program in terms of, you know, we'll go, you know, it's micro with this season. I mean, yeah, it's the bowl game. It's where you're going to end up, and that's what everybody cares about right now. But beyond that, it's very important for next year. We've already talked about how that schedule shapes up for recruiting and everything. But it's just really cool to see them, you know, be dead in the water, 2-4, and really become something and make a bowl. And Emantor Bebe, man, he's, what, the best receiver in the Big Ten? That's nuts. And the turnovers the defense continues to create. So they're a fun team to watch, which is something I was not saying, you know, a month and a half ago.
Amen. Derek, let's start with last night, I guess. Not necessarily the same type of comeback that you would have seen between Illinois and Arizona 15 years ago. A competitive first half, obviously, then a 34-13 Arizona run. 22 turnovers from Illinois. Arizona's three studs, Green, Najee, and Mannion, specifically Mannion, were
wow.
Just really, really good. What were your impressions from that second half last night? What's kind of your takeaway from that 21-point loss?
It was really disappointing in the second half. I was impressed in the first half by both sides. I really loved the way that Illinois came out and threw punches early, the way they established themselves. That's a really, really talented Arizona team. And to go in there and play like they did offensively, in particular, because I know they weren't really getting stops. But to show that, I mean, just had the feeling there. It's different, obviously, sitting there in the building, but I'm sure even the people watching on TV were like, these look like two tournament teams, and these look like, you know, this looks like Illinois can hang with one of the big boys. And obviously they couldn't do that across 40 minutes.
Right.
Still some issues to clean up. The turnovers are very, very concerning. You're turning it over 27% of your possessions, which is insane. It's one of the worst in the country, and it makes – there's some ways you can excuse it away, I guess, as far as, you know, Kofi is a new piece, a new dynamic. Georgie's playing a new role. But other than that, I mean, eight of the double-digit guys that got double-digit minutes last night, all seven of them were on your team last year and played in the system. So, and then – you have three guards in Io and Andres and Trent. I mean, they've played a ton together, have experience, and even as Brad said, it wasn't like Arizona was trying to take the ball away from you. I mean, they did when they got inside the Kofi, but they let you run your offense. That's not really their MO to just get a bunch of turnovers. So that's really concerning. To have Georgie foul out again, 6 points, one rebound, three turnovers in 22 minutes. I mean, you got to find a way to get him right. And then defensively, you had no answer. Look, Arizona is a load offensively. They're going to give a lot of people problems. But you had to have something that slowed them down or gave them problems, and Illinois did not. And when you look at Illinois being a team that a lot of people have hoped they would be or expected or all that, to live up to expectations, this team has to take a step forward defensively. And in that stretch or in that game in particular, they did not show like they're there yet at all. So.
Derek Piper, is Illinois just bad defensively?
Are they bad defensively? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They don't necessarily have to be. I think they've shown stretches. And then the hard part is you've played one really, really respectable team. So
true.
Positive stretches against Nicholls State or Grand Canyon, you're going to say, well, it's Grand Canyon, well, it's Nicholls State. I think they stood up late against Grand Canyon and got some stops. They had an encouraging first half against Nicholls State, gave them a lot of problems. But yeah, late in the game against Nickel State, they were driving you to the rim, straight line drives and all of that. The one positive defensively I took last night is I continue to be encouraged and impressed by Kofi as a rim protector.
Yeah.
I think he's a legit factor in the paint when you're going in there. I mean, he had a SWAT off the backboard. Nico threw one up there, and Kofi just hammered it against the glass. So I think that makes sense when Brad talks about, okay, we're going to funnel stuff for the rim. We're not going to be super, you know, outlandish on the outside, gambling and all that. And you haven't seen a bunch of back cuts. One thing I will say, though, they're giving up threes, 42% from three so far. Some of that is teams making shots. Some of that is you're not closing out. You're not getting out in your rotation. So are they a bad defensive team? Right now, they're not great. I still think that they have a chance to be better, but they're going to have to be coming up here, as I know the schedule gets softer, but you know, when you're going to play Maryland here in a couple of weeks.
Derek, you mentioned that Georgie fouls out again, has one rebound. His offensive rating on KenPom last night was worse than Kipper's. What do you attribute that to? Is it because he's playing off the ball? Do you think they need to rotate him and Kofi in the game at different times more often? How does Georgie get right?
Yeah, that's something that the coaching staff's going to have to figure out. And you do bring up an interesting point, and that's going to be a talking point, I'm sure, throughout the week, or really throughout the next couple of weeks, is do you commit to staggering Kofi and Georgie? Do you consider now bringing Georgie off the bench? Just an idea of, okay, we're going to feed the ball inside to Kofi, and then after Kofi plays a 5-minute, 6-minute stretch, you throw Georgie in there and then do the same thing with Georgie on the block. That's Georgie's game. And I know Georgie's gone 3 of 4 from three to hit one early last night. That was good and better than I would have expected. But outside of that, what is he doing on the perimeter? What value is he providing? Him getting the ball on the wing and having to create or make a play, that's just it's not working. And I think the high-low has shown some flashes, has had some moments. I loved the play against Grand Canyon. He gets the ball at the free throw line, and he's in the high-low at the top, and he drives that and gets an and-one. I guess the short answer to your question is going to be very interesting to see if Brad then goes, okay, three games in, I need to make this considerable adjustment, or I'm just going to continue now with the softer schedule to kind of ride it out and see if it works.
Good point.
Maybe it's a mix of the two. But, yeah, one rebound, that's not really part of his offensive role, of course. That's just he needs to go to the glass and get rebounds. But offensively, you just want to see him get more touches on the block, in the paint. Because, again, last year we saw how good of a low-post scorer he is, and it's really been neutralized and taken back a couple of steps.
Derek, you mentioned the schedule. Is there any concern for you that Illinois just blew one of their only opportunities for a quality win? Because you look at it, and right now there's three Big Ten teams that would be considered a quad one win. You only play one of them twice. How big of a loss, not necessarily just in terms of the fact that they lost this game, but the fact that this was one of their only chances to go on the road and get a quality win was last night?
Yeah, it's concerning. It's concerning because as of now, if you're projecting it out, Missouri's not going to be a tournament team. Miami's not going to be a tournament team. Grand Canyon's not going to be a tournament team. If you say, I know that one of these smaller conference schools could find a way, win their conference or whatever it may be, but you run the risk of saying, well, the one legit tournament team you played, or the only tournament team you played, the non-conference, you lost by 21. And again, like going to Arizona earlier in the season, a 48-hour turnaround. There are some excuses you could use, or just it doesn't kill your resume. It's just we talked a lot about going into this game and during the offseason how important it was, or the opportunity was there, because now you're going to have an issue of, well, what if you don't have a quality win to point to in the non-conference? You're going to have to achieve a little bit more in Big Ten play. Maybe that highlights an early game against, you know, at Maryland, even more. So quality of win is very important for a resume. And looking at the slate of the non-conference the rest of the way, it's funny to say you might want to root for Missouri to be good heading into that game, or root for Miami into that game, because they're going to need someone that matters that they beat in the non-conference.
good wins and also avoid bad losses. And that's what Illinois needs to do in this non-conference right now against teams like a Nicholls State, by the way. They picked up a nice win.
Yeah, they beat Pitt.
They beat Pitt the other day.
And Pitt beat Florida State, yeah. Who beat Florida.
It all makes sense, doesn't it? All right, Derek Piper, I want to ask you about Kofi. I know there's the issue now with trying to get Georgia going. Push that aside. Kofi in that Grand Canyon game was an absolute beast. He was good again last night. I think, 9.7 boards for Kofi, a couple block shots. I mean, this is a freshman, right? And this is a kid that coming in, we always hesitate to give too many expectations, and I get that. But this is a kid where, you know, I jokingly told Brad Brad Underwood, when you and I were talking to him that day, how about 20-10? Well, he basically did that against Grand Canyon. I mean, I know he's not going to do that every night, and especially in the Big Ten, it's going to get a little tougher. But from what you've seen thus far out of Kofi, I mean, Illinois fans are in for a treat as long as he's here.
Yeah, absolutely. They really are. And then the fact that, I think the NBA people are going to see him as a multi-year guy. Even I know there was some talk after the Grand Canyon game. I was like, whoa, do we get him for until March? Is that it? But yeah, he's a monster, and you got to be encouraged with the minutes that he's played. He got tired last night. 28 minutes, had to play 18 in the first half due to Georgie's foul trouble. Georgie's got to help him out there by being smarter. But yeah, he's in pretty good shape. Considering how big of a man that is and where he was at in March, he obviously is a big time impact on the glass. When he gets the ball near the bucket, he draws a ton of fouls, and can score as well. Last night he did show a little bit as far as dealing with the double team.
Right.
And that also the guards have to help him out there. You gotta deke the pass inside, and they were cheating so hard off that corner, and you could have just thrown a shot fake or a pump fake with the pass and hit the corner and shot the three. And then also when he gets the ball, maybe it's outside of that 5 feet away range. Does he have moves? His offensive toolbox isn't yet there as far as making moves against people. But yeah, for someone that is a freshman, a 7-footer, and has come in and succeeded like that, and it's such a focal point of your offense you've leaned heavily on. When Iowa really hasn't played that great,
right.
Trent had a first half that was good, but other than that, he hasn't been as good as maybe we thought early on. And Georgia as well. Kofi's been really, really impressive.
Derek Piper, great stuff, buddy. We've got a ghost Stever coming up in a minute and a half, so I'm going to have to let you go. We appreciate you joining us from Arizona. Good luck on your flight home, even more so on the drive home from Chicago at midnight. Hopefully we'll be talking all week to you about your trip. We'll get more nitty-gritty on the fun of your trip tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. As long as I can make the waiting for me at Midway Airport. But look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Derek Piper, travel safe. Great stuff by Derek Piper. I'm going to get right into this. So at 5:30, which is a minute,
55 seconds from now,
you go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, get ready, and you have a chance at 5:30 to win a $30 gift certificate. It's a $30 voucher to Rosati's, and we give out more than one. I mean, there's plenty of them that we're doing. Of course, Rosati's located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana on campus. It's near Krannert City. Chicago-style pizza, thin and deep dish. I think even today on Mondays, it's half-price, thin, large pizzas at Rosati's.
They've got good Italian beef. They got all sorts of stuff there.
They're so good. I think they're going to bring food for our party, Christmas party.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I think I heard that.
I'm fine with that.
Yep. GoStever.com. If you don't have an account, you're probably out of luck on this one.
You have 10 seconds.
So good luck with that. Rosati's $30 vouchers. We're giving them out right now. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, K-12. Here's Dari Noka.
Pardon the much overused pun, but the tide has turned. We saw it happen Saturday afternoon at a place the home team had won an SEC record 31 straight games. It happened at that place against a team that program had beaten 8 straight times. It happened to the man who I believe is the greatest coach in the history of college football and is on the Mount Rushmore of coaches all time in any sport, college or pro. And it happened to that man by the man who 3 years ago was ridiculed when hired as a head coach. LSU went into Tuscaloosa and manhandled Alabama for what could only be deemed as an embarrassing first half for the Crimson Tide. The Tigers held off a second-half Bama charge to take firm hold of the SEC West, and I believe tomorrow the number one spot in the college football playoff rankings. Ed Ogeron has silenced his critics, his doubters, his enemies, everybody. And good for him. He took that job for a fraction of what they would have offered bigger names, or what they did offer bigger names, because he loves the school and the state. His hire wasn't a mistake. It was the best hire most of us just weren't smart enough to understand. In 60 seconds, another redemption story, NFL style.
Pros like you rely on trusted brands like DeWalt every day. And you can count on Lowe's to have more DeWalt tools stocked in our stores than anywhere else. Stop in today and save $320 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 10-tool combo kit, now just $529. The kit includes a drill, impact driver, angle grinder, recip saw, batteries, charger, and more. And get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid through 11/17. Your choice offer valid through 11/24. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Remember when we heard all those reports that NFL scouts wanted Lamar Jackson to work out as a receiver at the 2018 Combine? In fairness, he says that never happened, but we all heard the stories and potentially thought for a second ourselves, wouldn't he be a better receiver? Why? Well, 59% completion percentage at Louisville, that's part of it. A frame on the slider side. You'd hate to lose your QB because he takes too many shots with his running style. Whatever. Yesterday, he racked up his second perfect passer rating of the season, 4 total touchdowns in a rout of Cincinnati. Let's remember that 2018 draft. He was the 5th quarterback off the board. Before him went Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and Josh Rosen. I'm not calling all of them busts, but if you only got one, which one of those 5 would you want the most? With ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Every month we honor our law enforcement official of the month. We do it because it's important to respect our law enforcement. I am a fan. I appreciate what they do. I'm very happy to welcome Sergeant Mark McAllister. He's been with the Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Started in Master Control in 1996. He worked for 2.5 years. From there he went to the court security. Couple of years. He's been around on patrol, crimes unit. You have done a lot, Sergeant Mark McAllister. You've done a lot of work.
I have.
What's been the best part of this?
That's hard to say. I really enjoyed my time in the street crimes unit. I enjoyed my time as a canine handler. And recently I was promoted to sergeant in January, and I have to say I think where I'm at right now is what I like the most.
Well, we're honored to have you in here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
We truly appreciate you, Ben. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Stop and smell the roses in life with technology, the hustle and bustle of life, or just stress.
So many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today. That's some delicious pie. Come on down to Curtis Orchard and try one of their amazing pies. They offer a variety of pies like apple, cherry, pecan, pumpkin, and peach. Plus, they've got blackberry cobbler. There's a variation of sizes, large or mini. You can have them fresh or frozen just in time for the holidays. Order ahead of time. Go to CurtisOrchard.com. Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, closing December 23rd.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale going on right now. Get great deals on everything from wiper blades to headlight bulbs. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and MicroGuard Filter, just $25.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, stop by CMI. They remind you there are lots of people moving in this time of year in Central Illinois. You might need one of those awesome odor busters. Well, they've got an Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon, gets rid of bad pet urine smells, and the Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors like food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. You know, if you're one of those that likes to buy properties to sell, rental homes and stuff, CMI can help you out. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road to pick up yours and give them a call, 217-359-6262. That's 359-6262. That is CMI. They will help you get things ready
cucumber
to roll.
Bob, huh?
Boom.
Interesting.
Eat them alive. Cucumber melon.
Okay.
How about that? All right, it's The Drive. Lante, Trevor Valise. Jordan just sent another thing. Stupid weather update. I'm still not the St. Joe. Are you just on the interstate?
It says I-74 is just gridlock.
Oh, my goodness.
We need, in every half hour, on top of my weather, we need a stupid weather.
We do. I
like
this.
Sponsored by
Jordan.
Jordan.
What is stupid weather by Jordan? Yeah, so I guess if you're heading to St. Joe, don't go 74 east. If you're heading that way, in other words, you know, I mean, you go Ogden, Oakwood, 50, and whatever.
The real reason is they're all trying to get off and get that Popeye's chicken sandwiches back.
Oh, that
after
good
a two-month
right
hiatus, they just is re-released it. I drove by there accidentally, not going there the other day, and the line was out into the street.
You know what sounds good right now? Fried chicken.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds really good.
Luckily, we've got options.
A Popeye's.
You have Chick-fil-A now. You got Popeye's.
Of course, there's so many area local restaurants that a lot of times on Wednesday, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, they'll have chicken night. My brother always used to laugh. He's like, man, I'd hate to be a chicken on a Wednesday. I'm like, actually, I think it's more of a Tuesday. You're probably getting chopped off on a Tuesday and fried on a Wednesday. All right, we talked all about Illinois football in hour one. Just visited with Derek Piper here in hour two on the Illinois basketball team. We got to do a little drive time. We could talk a little Bears.
Okay.
Do you want to?
I'm so not buying into the Bears are no, they're not.
Can I tell you what
they
I emailed
almost
you today?
Allowed Jeff Driscoll to back his way into a victory. Okay, the Bears are not back.
How about this? Lon had a thought that he emailed to you and Derek today, and you haven't even read it.
No, that's how I work, you know, very professional. I just ignore all your emails.
Can you pull it up?
I can.
Read it? So let me, here's what we're going to do. We're going to read Lon's email, and that is part of drive time.
The subject is called Ramble.
Ramble.
With no other context.
So the Ramble email is brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com. I don't think I said anything bad in there.
So, I don't think so, but I can edit on the fly.
Okay. This is kind of what I was thinking last night as Andrew and I were watching Illinois get beat, by Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it and I'm thinking, you know, Illinois's got some really good players on their team. They've got Io, who's going to be in the NBA. Kofi, hopefully, will be in the NBA. But then I'm watching Mannion and some of these other guys for Arizona, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
They had a trio.
I'm like, they live above the rim.
Yeah, right.
So I started thinking to myself, okay, when Illinois had good teams in the past, like 89 and 05, those are the really good teams, they had veterans, right? They had guys that were experienced, juniors and seniors. Yep. And, you know, I remember, you know, back with Lucas Johnson and Demir Kripalia and Robert Archibald, those guys were making Sweet 16s and pushing for Elite Eights all the time. And so I started thinking to myself, I know the world we live in is to get a guy like Io, and probably he's gone in 2 years. And you never turn that down. Like Andre Curbelo, who probably fits more of a four-year guy, or an Adam Miller, let's say, who hopefully fits a four-year guy as well. But, you know, so you get some of these studs in that maybe they're only going to stay a year or two.
And these programs like Kentucky and Duke have turned into literal just churnings.
Yes.
And Coach K has said he was at first hesitant to become that, but he's adapted to it to where now every year you've got seven newcomers on the roster, and they're all McDonald's All-Americans.
Ugh.
Et cetera, and it works for them.
And you saw how good they were last night with regards to that. So why don't you read my email?
All right, here we go.
Okay, it's a big ramble.
Boys, I just thought of this today. ... Last night was the perfect example of playing against the Blue Bloods, and that Illinois is just a vastly different program. Hear me out as I ramble. Arizona loaded up with three players that are all freshmen and really good. All three will probably be gone next year, that's probably true, and they'll reload again, but they won't leave before doing some major damage in the Pac-12 and also the NCAA tournament. I would say a Sweet 16 appearance at the minimum. I also agree with you. Arizona looked really, really good last night. What I've always realized is that Illinois just isn't this. Yes, Io and Kofi are really good, but for Illinois to compete against the big boys, whether in the regular season or in the tourney, they need veterans. Look back at our two best teams, 89 and 05. They were all loaded with upperclassmen. Illinois isn't alone in this. Look at Purdue. What Painter has going is a continuous stock of upperclass players. Very true. Last year, Edwards was a junior. Yep. All those players were upperclassmen. And even they struggled to get past the Sweet 16 or Elite 8. I really believe the best way for Illinois to win big in the tourney and the Big Ten is to stack classes with solid guys. Not great, although I'll take a great one every once in a while when they want to come.
Sure,
I agree with that.
Sure. I'm not just saying, never mind.
And always have juniors and seniors in the top eight. This team is still young this year, but next year, especially if Iowa would return, which is highly doubtful, you would say, they would be the older team. A core of juniors and seniors that would be a bear to play each night. Does this make any sense? That's a good way to end it.
That's how I end my ramble.
Again, you have to try to recruit the studs, and Io and Kofi are proof of that, and Curbelo will be a magician, I like that, for the next 3 to 4 years. But it's the Trent Frazier's and Alan Griffin's of the world that eventually become older and help you rack up wins at a big level.
Okay.
I agree with that.
So,
There's something to be said for the fact that I think very, very few of the one-and-done teams that churn out guys win the national championship. Very few.
That's a great point.
Right? I mean, I know Kentucky won it, and obviously Duke has won.
Calipari has one title.
Correct. And Coach K has, what, like two in the last decade or something like that? But, I mean, often if you look at those Final Fours, you've got your South Carolina full of veterans. Mm-hmm. You've got teams like Wichita State and VCU that came out of nowhere full of veterans. I do tend to agree with you that although there is something to be said for chasing after all the five stars, there's also a really solid strategy to racking up the three stars that become five-star roles on your team by the time they're a junior or a senior. So I agree with you.
It's great. I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, and Brad Underwood, it seems like they're going more of the foreign route, right? I mean, we've got guys on our team.
Which has worked for Gonzaga.
Absolutely.
And it worked for South Carolina. Obviously, Frank Martin has done that, too.
That's right.
I know when he got to the Final Four, they were talking about how 9 out of the 15 players were from a different country or something like that. So clearly there's talent to be had out there. And obviously, like you say, we'll take an Adam Miller, an Io, a Kofi, or whatever.
Yes.
But right now I'm looking at it and I'm dying for TJ Holyfield, who you don't have, who would have been your fifth-year senior that filled in at the three. And again, I'm not trying to rip on Kipper or Demonte. They're both still ranked nearly invisible on KenPom.
Yep.
I do like that Demonte's at least shown a willingness to take shots.
Yeah.
Because last year he did all the intangibles but none of the tangibles. At least he's attempting to drive it to the hoop. He's shot a few threes. He hasn't made them. There was one move that I know you tweeted last night. He looked a lot like his dad
he looked
when
like
he made
Frank.
It. But I don't know. Those two guys just don't cut it for me at that three position. And when both of those guys are combining to give you between 30 and 35 minutes a game,
yeah,
I have to point to that as one of the reasons why you're losing by 21.
Okay, that's fair. Didn't you feel like in that game, well, okay, here's college basketball in a nutshell. This mm-hmm. is how I watch college basketball. I can tell normally by the 12, you know, like let's say the 10-minute mark of the first half, or maybe a little bit deeper, if my team is going to pretty much win this game. Because what
I would say earlier.
Maybe honestly, earlier.
Like most times I feel like by the first time out.
You kind of have a.
Now sometimes teams come back, obviously, but I have a decent sense of whether or not the team's ready to play that night.
Here's why I don't think it's that early. Because like last night was proof of that. Well, Illinois
sure,
came
yeah,
out.
The whole first half was, yeah.
Got up 9-2. And so it's one of those where, and Illinois did this against Grand Canyon, and you said it earlier, they took like a 6 to 8 point lead, and they just kind of maintained that. They didn't blow them out.
But every time it swelled to 12, it went back down to 5.
Right. But they just kind of, they maintained that. Mm-hmm. And when you're the other team, like when you're the other team, when you're Grand Canyon Friday, you're excited the whole time going, man, we could win this. But in reality, you're not going to. And that has happened. It seems like Illinois used to be that way back with Corey Bradford and Lucas and all these guys. I know I'm reliving the past here, but bear with me. When Illinois would always finish, you know, either a Big Ten championship or top three, they would always have about a 6 point lead on teams.
Kind of a relentless, consistent.
It is.
The door could be cracked open, but they'd never actually let you back in.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the last 5 years or six, when you're watching, and I know there's been a couple blowouts in that, but it seems like Illinois is always the team that's down by six.
Correct, yeah. How many games have we seen against an Indiana or a Maryland where the entire game, every time they go to a media timeout, the TV guy goes, Illinois, hanging around.
Right, exactly.
But then they never actually end up winning.
You feel like, so the whole time you're like, man, we still got a shot at this.
Mm-hmm.
A couple threes here go in. But it just seems like you make that push. You make all this concerted effort to get back and tie the game. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute, it's a game of runs. So now
draining.
It's their turn.
Yeah.
And then they go on a run like Arizona did last night. It's incredible. Hey, Wade said, thought you were going to give an update on Adam Miller. I probably did say that. Wade, I'm sorry.
Well, he's going to verbal November 21st, which is the day after the signing day, I'm sorry, November 20th. So he'll verbal on November 21st, but he's made the distinction that he's verbaling in the winter and the fall here, and he won't sign until the spring.
Okay.
That's not to say that
he's going to verbal here. But.
Right. I mean, wherever he goes, he's verbaling.
Right.
That's not to say that if he verbaled here, everyone would then be wary that he's going to decommit.
Right.
Maybe some of that is, I wonder if Iowa will be there next year if I verbal to Illinois or something like that. So we'll see. The fatalist fan in me goes, oh boy, he announced that he's going to be deciding between Arizona and Illinois the day after Arizona just beat him by 21. But I don't know. We've talked to Derek and others about it. I still feel pretty good about this.
Right.
But then just, you know, the fatalist fan in the back of your mind goes, I don't know.
I was getting a lot of texts last night from people saying, how is Sean Miller still coaching? Isn't it funny how you can get upset by that? And I don't blame you. And here's what I say to the whole NCAA thing. That's what I told one of my buddies. I don't worry about it anymore. I get so mad at the NCAA.
It's almost like a we'll cross that bridge if we ever get there thing.
Right. And you know, Sean Miller, I mean, wasn't he suspended a game last year? And
oh, yeah, I mean,
they thought he was going to lose his job.
He held a press conference where people thought he was going to announce that he was leaving.
Yeah.
He instead said that he denied vehemently everything that was going on. But, yeah, I mean, it felt like we were within hours of him losing his job. And the same thing with LSU's Will Wade.
Right.
Where there's recorded calls of him saying, give him 100K or whatever. Lamont Evans is in prison.
Right.
And the other coaches on Oklahoma State staff are still there coaching.
It's crazy.
Obviously, everything going on with Kansas. I don't know the legal jurisdiction with all this, but it is weird to go, okay, your direct assistant who answers to you, Sean Miller, is in prison because of this, and you're just standing there coaching your team.
But not only that, you're standing there coaching your team with three studs, three freshman studs.
Right.
And yes, absolutely.
And
everybody
also they would
out
have
there.
Had Shaq's son if he hadn't decommitted and gone to, I believe it was UCLA. After that mess. So.
And don't think for a second that everybody's watching that game going, oh, I wonder how much Mannion's making.
Yeah. Of course.
I wonder how much Green's making.
Mannion's a stud.
Oh, my goodness.
I would be so annoyed if he were on Wisconsin because he's got that look, and you know what I mean.
The Sam Decker, you know.
But, I mean, he's too good to even get mad at. I mean, he was lottery pick stud.
He is so good.
It was fun to see Iowa in transition versus him knocking down threes. I mean, they were both really good at what they were doing.
Did Mannion hit the rim? Every shot a swish?
Honestly, I didn't watch most of the game because the stream was so crappy.
Oh, that's right.
For me,
I told Andrew at some point last night, I'm like, has he even hit the rim? Like, and I don't mean bad, like an air ball.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he shot was, and he had like, what, 8 assists? Oh, by the way. Mm-hmm. So like, what, 19 or 23 points?
23
like
points.
Assists.
He and Najee, the other freshman in green, and Hazard all scored in double digits. Hazard was kind of their three-point guy last night. Just ridiculous onslaught from Arizona. I mean, as disappointed with the sloppiness from Illinois as I was equally walking away from that game going, man, Arizona seems like a top-10 team to me.
Totally agree with you. And guess what? You'll play them next year at State Farm Center, and you won't see those three freshmen.
That was in the back of my mind, too, by the way. I thought, why are we doing this for a minute? Because it's like, okay, you're on the road, hostile environment, you're down by 21. But, hey, same thing in reverse next year.
Boom. And a good chance there to prove something back to Arizona. We got to take our final break. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. We'll wrap things up when we return. It is The Drive.
I just love my girlfriend and want to do something cool and personal for the holidays.
Well, how about a calendar with those summer vacation pictures you guys took together on the summer months? Then February with last year's Valentine's date.
I love that idea, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Minuteman Press at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign has Paul, Adam, and Andrew listening to the concept. Then it's a few emails and it'll be done.
Awesome. Minuteman Press in Champaign. Just Google it. CUprinting.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. I moved back last year, and I wanted to rehab my kitchen. What did I need to start with? My countertop. And who did I call? Luther Falls. Luther worked with us extensively, picking out the perfect countertop and installing it for us. If you're looking to rehab your kitchen and need the perfect countertop, please visit him at LutherFalls.com or on location at 2706 North Mattis.
Financing now available.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neil Oberwash in Savoy or drivechampaign.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name's Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Both of my lower calves were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice in my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Hey, Illini fans! Game Day Spirits, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, and they have all you need to get geared up and show your support for your favorite team. Whether you're looking for new outerwear to take on the cold, stylish gear to wear to a game, or a gift from the diehard Illini fan in your life, Game Day Spirit has you covered. Game Day Spirit's every Illini fan's one-stop shop with stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Come in and see what's new. Go Illini!
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous.
But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
We got a minute, Derek.
Derek,
Trevor,
you do that a lot.
All the time. All it right. is the draw.
Whatever, Jeremy.
I deserve it. All right, Bears win. They get on track. They beat the Lions 20-13. Trubisky, 3 touchdowns.
He looked good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that long term, I'm not buying into what I saw.
Fair enough.
But yeah, good game plan by Nagy. Trubisky yeah. looked good. The Lions have a good defense, so it's not nothing.
I agree. What's the TV schedule for men's basketball team? You just need to get on.
Well, if you go to FightingLionA.com, yeah. they'll get you taken care of. But I would do want to point out that I think 3 of the next 4 games are on BTN Plus. Okay. So you want to subscribe to that if you want to see 3 of the next 4 or just come to State Farm Center.
Yeah, just go to the game. That's not a bad idea. Anything else that we're missing today?
Well, there's a great Monday night game between the undefeated Niners and the, I believe, 8-2 Seahawks.
You and I were just laughing at Garoppolo.
He's just a stud.
I mean,
and I'm not even talking about football. He's like a GQ model.
He totally is. He's got the perfect build. He's got the little beard that's perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what?
How much more would you have hated that if that was Tom Brady's successor in New England, being just as studly in every aspect of the world as Tom was?
Well, to be honest with you, probably I hate it more because now he's going to be studly in my division.
Oh, that's true.
The Arizona Cardinal division, so I'm not happy about that. We got to get out of here.
Cardinals covered. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to Jeremy Warner for putting together that intro. And thanks to Derek Piper for joining us at 5:05. He's going to try to fly back from Arizona tonight.
So and Isaac.
And Isaac Trotter came in the first hour.
We'll have Mikey Dudek tomorrow. We'll have Derek back tomorrow.
Okay.
Working on Kevin Kugler as well, since he now seems to be the Illinois play-by-play guy.
Yeah, every week. Every week. And he, listen, every time we'll stick with him.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it. He's getting the wins. So, all right, everybody have a great night. Be safe out there, please. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.